You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
It's about that time. It's Wednesday, and our guest today, so super fun. This is nuts. I cannot believe I went out there. I had no idea what to expect whatsoever, and I went out there, and I had the best time ever. Our guest today is Amanda Jensen. Can you tell us where you are from and what your company name is and what you do?
All right. Well, I live over here in the Smoking Mountains, Sevierville, Tennessee. My name's Amanda Jensen. My husband and I, Brian, are the developers of Sanctuary Treehouse Resort. It's the world's first interactive treehouse resort right here in the Smokies.
I was so excited when you guys reached out and said, hey, would you be interested in coming and checking this place out? And I was like, what is it? Well, heck yeah, this sounds super fun. And I saw the slides and just all the different cool things that you could do. So let me backtrack. Josh and I had gone to, TikTok flew me out to Austin. So I had gone to Austin, and then there was a trip to Atlanta. So initially I was supposed to come to the treehouse first. So early July, right? Yes, early July. And I had to switch it around because I went to Austin and then from Austin to Atlanta. And I thought, you know what? We're going to come from Atlanta back up through and we'll hit Tennessee and we'll have a good time. And it was the absolute best time for me. And I'll tell you why. Traveling, then traveling some more, and then finding yourself in this super cool treehouse. You walk up the stairs, you're not really sure what to expect. You open the door, and it was blazing hot. I mean, we got there probably one of the hottest days in July. Everywhere we went that time was like so hot. So we get there and it's like, okay, the scenery is really pretty. Everything's really pretty. You walk in, there's air conditioning there. Everything is luxury. And you're like, oh, this is not what I was expecting at all. And you guys had it decked out for us too. It had a little love sign. We stayed at a place called the Honey Hole, and it had a love sign and little rose petals everywhere, and just was so magical, especially coming off of all this traveling and just being tired. And it was like you walked in and you were just instantly like a weight was off your shoulders, and you're like, oh, This is like a little piece of heaven. So thank you for inviting me and letting me take a look at everything. How did you guys even create this concept, this idea?
Well, years and years ago, we decided to skip spring break. And we were like, oh, we didn't really know where we wanted to go to with the kids. But we were like, let's just, instead of spending money on a vacay, let's go build a treehouse in our yard for you guys. And so the whole family did the whole week. We were down there just a little bit of complaining. But we put together the coolest treehouse. I mean, zip lines, bunk beds. Brian thought of everything. He had a fire pole off of it. It was insane. Escape hatch, ladder, all of that. So the kids played on that for years. And then, you know, as they get older, they go to those things less and less.
Right.
And so, you know, treehouses, we'd heard people were building them and renting them out. And so we made the joke all the time. Like, we should just go ahead and find out Airbnb that thing. But over time, we just ended up tearing it down because, it, you know, it was decrepit after a while.
So sure. That
kind of sparked it. Brian was like, hey, what if we build, you know, over the years, there's probably 2 or 3 years period there where it was like, what if we just build like 6 to 10 on some of our property over here? I'm like, that'd be fun, you know. So he had me there, it was fine. And then I made the uber mistake of taking him to a treehouse that I found over in South Carolina. And of course, when he saw what I paid, he was like, you paid what to stay where? And but we got there, it was neat. It kind of grew his ideas from there. He was like, people pay this to stay here and there's like really nothing to do. And I'm like, well, that's kind of why I brought you here. But he went the other direction. He was like, what if you could actually do things on your treehouse? And so his little wheels started turning. And then from there, it went from 6 to 10 to 40 acres becoming available right here in our backyard because we live right by. And we heard developers were going to take it and scalp the mountain and build big apartments or cabins. And we knew we didn't want to look at that. So we bought it, and then it was the question of what do we do? And so Brian already knew. He already knew. He just had to get me on board slowly. He was like, what's the world's largest? I'm like, I see 17 in North Carolina. And he's like, so if we get to 18, we'd be the world's largest. I'm like, what are you doing? And he was doing it. It was done. And so he was like, we could be interactive, world's first interactive. And then, you know, we can just keep building. And I think I can get it. We're going to make the golf, you know, the resort golf cart access only. Without removing a lot of trees and staying within the topography of the land, I think I can get about 128, 130 on here and still be aesthetically pleasing and preserve that property. I'm like, oh, here we go back to work. I hope our marriage survives. But so we...
Let's go back. Let's go back. So okay. How long have you guys been married?
This will be in October, our 19th year.
Oh, wow. First of all, they both look extremely young. They are the most genuine people. I mean, I just adore the both of you. Meeting you and hanging out and just getting to know you. I'm like, I have to have her on the podcast. I have to come back down. I genuinely felt like we're going to be lifelong friends. So you guys have to check this place out. And I love it even more because of that family feel. And I was able to meet you guys and attach it with, okay, you guys have worked extremely hard. You have built this. You haven't said, oh, hey, we have all this money. We're going to throw this and someone else go do it. You guys literally are in the day-to-day. So let's go back, like I said, 19 years when you first met him, because this man is a thinker. Like, his brain does not stop. So when you first met him, what was he doing? What were you doing?
Actually, I had just moved back from New Jersey. I did a program computers for the Federal Aviation Administration, and I took a position back in Knoxville as a national marketing coordinator for a company that raised money for schools. Brian was actually retired from our other business in the Gallenberg Skylift Park, our shop up there, and he was building our home that we live in right now. He did not want to hire anybody. He wanted to just build his dream home. He didn't think about who was going to have to clean this thing. But
he decided, well, let's the Skylift. So that's downtown Gatlinburg.
Oldest attraction in Gatlinburg. We got the Skylift that rides up, and now they have North America's longest suspension bridge with the glass in it. And Heather, you went on that.
Which we got to go across, which was pretty cool.
It was fantastic. There's a whole lot to do up there, and there's more coming as well. But we own the gift shop and the photo business and the cafe and the bar that's up there. It's been in Brian's family for over 60 years, and we purchased it from them almost 30 years ago. So we've got some great management in place up there. So we've just kind of retired and just started traveling with the kids and homeschooling. And here we are back at work again.
So he built his dream house. And you guys get married. Is the house done before you get married?
No, we met when he was about halfway, maybe a little over halfway with this. And so I was not immediately impressed with him. He was kind of like brought to me, and I was just a single mom like you at the time. And I was just quite happy being single. So neither one of us really, he had been divorced. Neither of us wanted to meet anybody. So that was the best opportunity for us to not have our best representative for. We got to know each other quick because we weren't trying to impress one another. And so I think we got married within 8 months. What hurried that up is I was a single mom, like I said. Brennan was about to start kindergarten, and we had to decide where he was going to go because I didn't want him being pulled in and out. So I just had a condo in Knoxville, and he had this house. So he won, and I moved to the Smokies. So.
And the rest is history on that. Okay, so you have how many children altogether?
We have four. We have four. My son is 24. Our oldest daughter is 17. And then we have twin 10-year-old girls, our joy.
Which I got to meet three. I got to meet the three. So you have the children. You guys are retired. You're traveling around. You're homeschooling. And he just says, this is what we're doing. What's going to happen?
His thing was like, look, our lease could end at the Gatlinburg Sky Park. And I'm like, that's okay. We just save properly. We invest properly. We'll be okay. He's like, no. That was my family's legacy. There will not be a legacy if we don't renew our lease up there. And what about doing a project where we don't have partners? We get to be as creative as we want. We suffer the consequences if it's poor choices. We reap the rewards if it's good choices. I'm like, well, I like all that. This hook and bait and switch.
I was in it all.
So, and of course, he's sharing all of his ideas. And I was like, can we theme them? And no, but yes. And so we just kind of went from there.
Has he always been like, I don't even know how or brilliant. What you call it. I mean, he is just a constant thinker. But yes, he is. Brilliant is definitely a word for him. But he is just, you can see when you're talking to him, the wheels are just moving. And it's really neat to just sit and watch. And he'll have an idea, and then all of a sudden you just hear him start talking through, and you're like, that's really cool. I like that.
You do have to reel him in sometimes. But now he's very creative. And he does what he thinks. I've got a couple of my daughters that are like this. They might not know how right away, but they're going to go figure it out. Like, I think this would work. And then they could start with drawing it. And then they start with making up models or mock-ups of it. And then, boom, it's like reality. And I don't have that gift, but they do. And it's really neat to see that talent in them, for sure.
So he comes to you and says, this is what we're going to do. How long ago was that?
We ended up purchasing that property, I think, during COVID. I think it was 2020, 2021.
Okay.
And then we waited almost a year. There was planning involved. You got to get all your drawings and architectural designs in place. And so we started building, I guess, in 2022, maybe towards the end of 2021. Time escapes me, but yeah. And so I said, he goes, well, we're just going to build these slow. This was the plan.
Okay.
We're going to build this first seven. I'm going to be there because it's just a concept in my head. I can't tell anybody what I want. So I got to do it. We'll throw them on Airbnb, VRBOs, see how they go. But the worldwide media caught a hold of us and had better plans for us there. So I was like, I need a date. I think I can take reservations. He was like, all you have is renderings. I'm like, they're wanting to book. And so we started taking reservations on our first seven almost a year before we even opened them.
Wow.
And we delivered. We delivered what we promised. People show up and they're like, your marketing isn't enough. There's all these little touches, there's all these little things that you didn't tell us. I'm like, well, yay for surprises, right? It makes it harder to
complain. Right. Now, it is so hard to put into words. Even when I did live feeds and videos, all the little pieces, like you said, that you're like, oh, that has heated toilet seats. Oh, that has a bidet. Oh, that actually has the towel warmer. Oh, that has a fireplace outside. Oh, there's all these little tiny surprises when you get there that it just makes it even more magical. It really does. So I love that. I love the fact that he said he needed to be here because this was all in his head. So he takes a big part in actually building these.
Oh, yeah. And he loves to be over there with his tool belt on. So those first seven, you know, he had a small crew alongside of him that he was showing, and guys that didn't have the skills, he was training them. This is how you're going to do this. And whether you stay with me or not, these are skills you could take anywhere. So he even spent time training people to do different types of forms of, you know, carpentry and things like that, which I thought was cool because he also is not the best teacher, honestly, but he did. And so he's good at a lot of things, but he's not good at that. And then the next seven, he kind of let them go. He was like, all right, we've got a bigger construction crew here. You guys know how to build the features. I can come in, you know, on anything you don't feel positive about, but go. And they have been going. And so the idea was to let the bigger construction group come in and start popping them up quicker so that Brian and I focus on our check-in building and our other amenities throughout the property. So just finding those people. But the next seven are supposed to come online. He said the other day, 1 to 2 months, but he won't give me a date. But fall or winter, I got seven. So I'm already theming them right now. Pretty excited. Wow. But I'm like, go ahead and start renting these if you just go ahead and let me. But
like, anyway. Give me a date. Okay, so what are the themes and the names of the first seven?
So our first luxury one is the one you stayed in. That's Honey Hole. Sleeps up to four. And then we have the Tree Fort Double, which is Tarzan and Jane. It's connected with a working drawbridge that you can raise and lower. Those are for larger families or groups. And then our Tree Forts are Air Fort One, Chasing Fireflies, Squirrels Gone Wild, and Tremendous Fun.
And so, all of these are our themes. So they're not just the name. It's literally the Honey Hole. When we walk in, there's bees, and your daughter did the mural, right? Mm-hmm. So there's this huge mural. It is so stinking cool. Like, so gifted. She's so gifted. And they have, I mean, even down to like the soap dishes and the soap and all of these things that like you thought of that go with that theme. But you genuinely feel like this could be a honeymoon suite, yeah, for sure. And the cool little intricacies of being able to, she said it sleeps four, how you can sleep, it's a queen size bed, right? Or is it a king size bed?
The king, and then a roll out secret.
So the king, bed. The king is, when you walk in, you see the king size bed there, and then you can actually crank out a bed that's underneath. It just slides out. And you crank it out, and there's a queen size bed there, and then you can crank it back in. So it can sleep up to four. And then my mom and my son and my sister stayed in the Chasing Fireflies, right? And that was super fun because I think Honey Hole's the only one that does not have the slide, correct?
It does. It has its own. The only like working feature it has is the drink chute, where you can drop any size can or bottle down from the kitchenette to the lower deck. But it has its own. It's a little more of the upgraded decor and features. It's got tiled showers. It's got an indoor slipper tub, outdoor soaking tub, hanging day bed.
So yes, the bed was amazing. Warm. We hung out on that bed. We got to hang out there. Next time we come, we said we want to actually do the soaker tub outside, but you can take the curtains and put the curtains around and have your privacy, whether you're sleeping on the bed at night or during the day, and then taking a little, you know, soak in the tub. It makes it all nice and private. But having different themes for each one, we were able to go into them all, and it was so cool. So the Chasing Fireflies, and that had the mural that I believe your daughter, was that an award-winning piece? Okay.
Watercolor. That's one of her original ones. It's pretty popular here in the area. She's kind of being touted as the next Robertino, which is our Smoky Mountain artist. I mean, he is our big feature here and artist. But he blows up her artwork for me into big canvases whenever it's appropriate for the theme, and I try to decorate around that theme.
So that's so cool. So then we went over to Tarzan and Jane.
Yeah.
And the cool feature there, like she said, there's this drawbridge. So you can actually rent them together, and that way at the end of the night, right, when you want to go to one, like you can go to Tarzan, the other one, the other family can go to Jane, but there's that drawbridge in the middle that connects them. Or if you're just renting one of them, the drawbridge goes up and then it's private and no one can go. But there's two slides that go down, so you can race down the slides. But the cool feature in that one are the little buttons. Do you want to talk about the buttons?
Yeah. Yes, which is so funny is we've labeled these every which way we know how. Guests think it's an emergency button because it says to call for help, push button. And we had one of our guests, you know, my daughter asked her, did you push that button? And she said, oh, no, Amanda and Brian have done so much for me. I don't want to bother them. She goes, push the button. And it's the Tarzan yell. So we don't know how to label this. The guests are misconceiving. Like, I guess we'll need to make a whole sign spelling it out. I don't know. Push the button.
Just push the dang button. Push the button. You'll have fun. It's really cute. But it does have the Tarzan and Jane theme. So the pictures and things like that. It's just each one is thought out from the corner of the room, top all the way to the bottom to the other corner, like every little detail, every little nook and cranny. And I appreciate that from not just the building side of things, you know, from Brian, but the decorating side from you. I mean, when you're coming in, you're like, this is really cool. This is so unique. Then you come in, you're like, whoa, I got this one. And then the Airport one, like, it's just so amazing. Like, there's so much thought in each one. And you can come and stay in, you know, each time you come, it's like you can come and stay in a different one and get a different experience, an overall similar experience, but you get a different experience in each one. So, and you're not staying in the heart of the busy Pigeon Forge or Gatlinburg. That is what I loved. We were able to go on the deck and look out and see the mountains, but not hear all of the commotion and not feel like you're in the middle of a city, where when we stayed the last time we went down, you could hear a lot. And I really just wanted to relax, but I could hear a lot of commotion. Yeah. So this makes it really nice when you're coming in, whether it's north or south, you're coming in and you don't have to get in the hustle and bustle of things. So I really like that.
I love that. Brian says we are on the easy side of Sevierville. That's what's really cool is, you know, most of the time you come here and you've got to like fight the traffic to get to your place. You don't have to do that. And guests love it because they get out, let the kids run around and stretch and before they want to go into town and, you know, drop their things, whatever they want to do, and then go in when you're ready, you know, refresh yourself or whatever. A lot of them find themselves there and they're like, we just want to stay right here. We didn't know we would enjoy it this much. I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, we loved it. We loved it. Well, the funny thing is I guess the chamber was like, hey, what do you want to do while you're here? And there are so many options for us to do. And I was like, you know what? I just kind of want a day to hang out here because this place is so awesome. Like, I love it here. So we really, really enjoyed it. Now let's talk about how many tree houses are on the plan, the grand plan for you guys for this resort.
So the resort map is on our website and it's laid out that we're going to have 130. You know, originally Brian just wanted to make them all tree forts, all the same, no themes. So I had to kind of work on them a little bit. Like, you know, just like what you mentioned, like if we have them themed, then people have a reason to come back and want to stay at a different
one. That's right.
If you, and I'm like, can you give me one for couples? Maybe it's a little more bougie. And he was like, fine. So then I got the look. And I'm like, well, what about if we have bigger groups? You know, people come with your families all the time. You know, so, well, they can rent several treehouses. Like, And that's when he came up with the drawbridge. So what's funny at our grand opening, I loved this because people were raving about the themes and stuff. And he was like, well, that's Amanda. She got her way on that. And then the second thing was, you know, like, oh, we left the drawbridge. And he's like, well, we're thinking about doing a triplet where we have bridges in between or a wagon wheel where you could have a retreat. I'm like, wow, these are stellar ideas, honey. So, you know, I knew it once he kind of got going and because you just can't make everything the same. That's boring, right? So, but they're laid out all over the property in different setups right now. Wagon wheels, triplets, you know, because we're having a lot of large groups that are coming and they'll rent several at a time. And they're all, our first little seven are close together. They're their own little neighborhood. Hurried up and opened them up because people wanted to come stay. But yeah, there are plans to have up to 130 on there. That's enough parking wise that we can have. And also it wouldn't just totally litter the mountain to make it aesthetically not pleasing.
And that's what I liked when we were doing the tour. You know, you took us through the whole property. I liked hearing that you're trying to preserve trees and the mountain in general, like that whole side, that you didn't want to just wipe everything off and start and say, okay, this is what we're doing. So that was really cool to know that you being down there, you appreciate that piece of land. You appreciate not wanting to commercialize completely everything down there. Because every time I would come down, I'm like, oh, there's something new. Oh, there's something new. And this feels like instead of wiping out and dropping something new, you guys placed it around nature, which is really cool. And there's a big tree there. that you guys are keeping. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, like what we call that? We call it High Point. And that's kind of where we're going to design a community area. We're going to rebuild the deck that's around there. Maybe have someone smoking meats up there. Maybe have food trucks come. We are talking about doing some in-ground hot springs. As far as other amenities, I love it. Most of your amenities are on your treehouse, but we are building out other things. But we will not have what you can get everywhere else, like hot tubs or a tennis court or pools. You know, our guests get half off at Soaky Mountain, which is, you know, half a mile up the road. We just don't want to do what everybody else has done. And we want to have things that are going to encourage people to get out into nature. We've got a walking trail that's under construction, should be open this fall, a little over 4 miles of walking trails. And my girls have set up a scavenger hunt along the way with little points that are hilarious. For, you know, got the map already ready. Kids will get a map and they'll get some compasses when they check in, and it's to encourage them to go find these items and get them to the end of the property out walking. So I know it's hard to keep their attention from those devices, but that's one of our efforts here that we're gonna make and see how it goes. But we ran our kids through it, and they're in charge of it. So, and they're doing a really good job.
And that's such a cool other piece to this, is that you guys are all involved. When we were there, we met the kiddos, they were doing things, super nice. I love that you're incorporating them into what you're doing, and you're instilling hard work into them as well. It's not just, let's be honest, you guys have already retired. You could just say, hey, you know what? Here's a silver spoon. Let's go. And that's not what you're doing. And this is why I love and appreciate you guys so much, is that you're saying, hey, not only do we want to leave a legacy for our children financially, that's kind of secondary. We want to leave this legacy of, you need to work hard. You need to be able to have your own thoughts, you know, your own dreams, all of those things. I really appreciated taking a step back. Maybe you saw me seeing those things or processing those things, but as a mom, I really appreciated that, because for my son, I want him to do what he loves. I want him to know the value of working hard, know the value of being able to be almost a chameleon and get along with everyone and understand people. So you guys doing, you know, this, we'll call it like hospitality type industry, right, of having people in, they get to meet so many different people, and they were just the absolute sweetest to everyone that I watched them interact, not just us, but to everyone that I watched them interact with. So kudos to the parenting side of things as well.
Well, they've traveled a lot, and they're used to meeting a lot of people. They're not used to being the ones that are stationary, you know, that are not on the trip, but they do love meeting everybody. They're not always super excited about helping all the time. They're kids.
But they're kids, right? They're kids.
Exactly. Another way Brian sold me in the heartstring manner through all of this is, he was like, we can show them how you can take an idea and make something of it, you know. They're seeing all that unfold, and I'm sure those lessons will come even later, you know, putting all this together, kind of watching by example.
And this makes it easy for me when people say, hey, where would you go? Where would you go on vacation? What do you think? This is such a unique experience, not just going and staying in the treehouse, but all of it. Watching it be a family affair, all of these things are just so unique and so wholesome that I want to steer people in your direction. I want people to have an amazing time and a great stay and just feel that warmth and love that we felt when we came and we stayed. So thank you for that. And I definitely feel like you have to, if you're listening, Sanctuary Treehouse Resort, you have to go and check it out. Even if you go online and look at all the cool, fun things, but there's so many new amenities that will be coming out in the next few years. You even discussed having golf carts. So when you come in, you park your car, and then the resort will only be golf cart accessible, which is really cool. And then you talked about the natural springs. All of the cool things when you guys took us around and showed us. I'm like, oh, I cannot wait. I almost want to rush you guys. I'm like, can you guys hurry? Because
I'm rushing this enough, right? Like, calm down. I don't have patience. It's not something. But then I look back. Today is our 5-month anniversary of being open. Wow. And I look back and I'm like, wow, this really has gone quickly. What we've done, you know, in the amount of time that we have, it did move faster than I thought it, you know. Yeah. So I need to readdress patience and pray for more.
Well, I don't know. I mean, everyone has their thing. Patience isn't my thing either. So I'm strong in other areas.
Yes, exactly. I don't think a tiger changes their stripes at my age. So I'm probably gonna
I think we're the same age. So
This is who we are. This is it.
Take it or leave it.
No, we're so easy to have. You are so easy to love. And I'm so glad that, you know, we had you guys here, got to meet your family. And I know we're going to have you back. You just say the word. So and there's more to come. I'm ready to get started on the creative process. And then there's some things that we're not even talking about yet that we're pretty sure we're going to do, because you don't want to put something out there unless you know you're going to do it. And then there's probably going to be some other ideas. Brian and I drive the property almost every day, and we come up with other stuff. We're like, what about this? And then even better, now that the guests are here, they have great ideas. Yes. The more we talk to them, the more we're like, oh, I didn't think of that. I love it. I love it. Write it down.
That's smart on your part, too, to listen to your guest. Because so many people are like, no, this is just how it is. You listen and take that in. You're like, oh, hey, that's actually a good idea. And you can see you're actually engaging and listening. There's times where, you know, you talk to someone, you're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, okay. And you can tell they're being dismissive. You guys are like, wait, what else? What was that? So you're just great, genuine people. And we, Josh and I, adore both of you. There are times where I work on projects and I'm like, oh, they're really nice. But I will say, like, you guys have broken that mold of, not only was I excited to work with you, I can't wait to get back. I mean, we were trying to come back, you know, this weekend. We're like, okay, how can we make it come back this weekend? So I definitely feel like people get linked up for reasons and be, you know, they're in each other's lives for reasons. And so I'm really excited about this. I cannot wait to see where this grows and how amazing. I feel like this is something worldwide. People are going to say, I need to come and I need to stay there. So I can't wait to help be a part of that in whatever capacity.
Love you for sharing it. We love you.
Aww. Okay, here we go. Here's the last part. You might not love me after this one. We'll see.
I heard seven questions, and I was not given a heads up what they are.
Yes, nope. No one ever knows. So this is the Savage Seven, where I ask you seven rapid fire questions. You can have one skip if you would like. Okay. Don't be too nervous. It's okay. I promise. I was kind of gentle on yours. Okay. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
She looks scared. All right. Who would you love to have as a guest?
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh.
As long as he doesn't say too much. It's a tough one, Brian. That's who I'll leave you for. As soon as he shows up.
I was going to ask you, who's your hall pass?
I guess it's Matthew.
Now, does Brian have one?
What is her name? Shoot, I don't know a lot of celebrity names. I can see her face. Penelope something? No.
Penelope Cruz, maybe?
Who?
Penelope Cruz?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's the only one I can think of. Okay. Next.
Laundry too.
Next question. What's the craziest thing a guest has ever left behind?
Oh, a plant. And we went and searched this plant. It was very special to this person, and we just mailed it back to them yesterday. She said, it was so special. I left it on the back porch of the honey hole. Could you go out there and find it and mail it to us? And so we were like, is there something in the plant? It was dead. I'm like, if you loved it so much, why'd you leave it out there? We had to wait for the guests to check out that were in there to go get the plant. And then we get it. I'm like, check underneath the dirt in there. Like, why is this so special? Is there a message in there, or is there something illegal in there? Because it looked dead, dead, dead. And we sent her a picture, and she's like, no, I have to have that plant back.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not going to ask any other questions. I don't. Okay. Next question. Craziest thing that you want to add to the resort?
Craziest thing that we want to add to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So I can say this. We have this tower idea in mind. Our kids have already drawn it up, where we have a rotating restaurant, and you can sit up there and slowly see all 360 degree views while you go around. And then there's pods hanging from it that people can stay in.
That's amazing. We're banking on that one coming true.
Yeah, it will be a destination.
That's freaking amazing. Okay, if you could build one of these treehouses anywhere in the world, where would it be?
St. Croix.
Oh.
That's my favorite place other than here is St. Croix. And I may still have some property there. Maybe I do build the first treehouse on the island.
Ooh.
Make it big. We're actually going to build ourselves a bigger treehouse on the end of the property so that when we're too old to maintain the house we're in, give it to the kids, and then we have like that and the place in St. Croix just pop back and forth.
See? You guys are always thinking.
Making the plans. We've already named it. It's going to be called Assisted Living. Our kids are going to come and visit us in St. Croix.
Will you have like a little thing that like lifts you, like an elevator that lifts you guys up and down?
Oh, all one level.
Oh, it'll be one level. Okay.
If it was one level, I don't have to think on that one.
Well, I was going to ask you your favorite place to visit.
Definitely St. Croix. Anywhere in the Caribbean. I love that water. I'm a beach girl.
All right. Last question. I always ask everybody this question. Something you would never eat.
We're talking food here?
I'm talking whatever.
Oh, gosh. All right. Keep the... goodness. Crawfish. Crawfish. I'll keep it nice. Crawfish. I mean, we had bugs, and oh, you can get silly, right?
My kids. I saw the wheels turn. You're like, okay, all right, we'll keep it.
I will be nice.
We'll keep it at that. We'll keep it at that. God love you. Listen, I have had so much fun having you on. I can't wait for people to go and check it out, even if they go online to take a peek at it. It is so unique and so awesome and just such a really, really, really fun place to stay. So I wish you guys all the best with everything. I can't wait to see how quickly this grows because I know you guys are not going to sit on it and it slowly grow. I know it's going to like boom. But thank you for letting us hang out and be a part. And thank you for being a guest on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I love you.
You're so welcome. I love you too. All right, guys. On that note, we're out.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.